And we're here live with Never Loved on KX93.5. I've got Kevin, Jay, and Cam with me. Hi, guys. How we doing today?
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Doing awesome.
Yeah, doing all well so far. I know you guys were a little bit late. We were supposed to have you in earlier, so I'm glad you guys made it. That's the most important part.
We're here.
Yes, you are. Now, that was your, I believe, your first single, correct?
Yeah, actually our second single.
Your second single. So how did you guys come up with that one?
Well,
he's got a story on that.
I got a story. So there's this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're dating.
Yeah, it's usually how it starts.
Right, yeah, I know. It's either one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love song or it's like this song.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dating, then it's not good. And then we're like, oh no, this ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, this is stressing me out. So I'm like, insert song title.
Gotcha.
That's my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go back and forth between this really cool, it's going great to, oh man, what just happened?
Yeah.
What's going on? Insert song title name.
He goes between mm-hmm to mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool, but then
that
it's
is
like,
a great way to put it.
What you smoking?
Yeah, so it's definitely a great song. I can see why you guys chose that as one of your singles. And I know you are dropping your self-titled EP tomorrow.
Midnight, baby, midnight.
Nice. So that comes out pretty soon with a brand spanking new track, which we can't say at this point,
it's
can
charged.
We? Okay.
And then there's another one after that, Gone. Shout out to the
Now, I hear there's a video that goes along with it. Is
oh,
that right?
Yeah. So there's a very interesting video that is written... not written, but made around Charged. And it's actually a continuation of the first video we released through Dead Inside.
Okay.
So in Dead Inside, it's us being taunted by the quote unquote feels, AKA our inner emotions and thoughts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Charged, it's this different dimension where now the feels are being taunted and going through this crazy stuff. And the whole meaning is that your problems are only as big as you make them. So
I like that.
It kind of gives you both sides of the spectrum that, you know, everyone's going to go through some stuff.
Interesting. I like that. Now, I know you're on tour. You've got a bunch of dates coming up. Why don't you tell us where we can see you, what's going on, where you're hitting? Because, you know, we do reach farther than Laguna Beach. So maybe there's somebody out there listening that you might come around their way.
Yeah, of course. So we are kicking off tomorrow at the Hi-Hat in Los Angeles. And then we follow up in Anaheim at Chain Reaction.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we're going to make our way down to Mesa, Arizona, and then up through Vegas. Then we're going to be in Northern California. So San Jose, Sacramento area. And then we start making our way back to the East Coast and kind of hit the whole Northeast New England area and then to the Midwest and back home.
Nice. So you're getting a whole country tour of it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get the full gas station USA experience there.
The full experience. Now, with that, I know you have another song that you mentioned before, Dead Inside.
Yes.
That is the juxtaposition of your first song. So yes. Now, as far as Dead Inside goes, who did you write that one as well? Or
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that one?
So, like, yeah, there's a story. Okay, with Dead Inside now, there'd be times where... as a creative artist, you kind of just feel stuck and stagnant a lot, especially when you're kind of waiting for things to pick up and move forward. So when I wrote that song, it was at a time in particular where we didn't even go start to record an EP. The band didn't even exist, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a cycle of, you know, man, these days are starting to blend together. Things get frustrating. And instead of just saying, hey, you know, I'm going to let this defeat me. It's kind of more of a, I can conquer this and I don't want to feel this kind of way. And it's kind of just expressing that back and forth frustration that, you know, goes on in a creative mind.
Nice. Very interesting. So if people want to hook up with you, get your music, find out how they can follow you, how would they do that?
So now that Instagram is working again, we can be on Instagram, Never Love Music. And our Twitter is the same handle, Never Love Music. Facebook is Never Loved, and then we have a website, Never Loved Music, and then we have Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and those cool videos are going to be on YouTube as well.
Nice.
Just to be honest, it's not that we don't love music. It's just that that's what we had to choose.
Yeah, someone took official. I don't know who they are, but
somebody already,
But we'll let it slide this time.
This time.
Yeah.
Maybe you can snag it back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get sick of it, go away, and then you can go, whoop, it's mine.
Yeah, it's ours. It's too late.
It doesn't matter to us, really.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming in today. And we had Never Loved. And guys, we're going to end it now with Dead Inside on KX93.5.
Right. Thank you.